You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The first female doctor in the United States became a major medical innovator in New York City in the 19th century. Now Elizabeth Blackwell, who died in 1910, is finally getting official recognition. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports.
Blackwell writes in her autobiography that the first time she examined a patient as a doctor, it was a clear-cut case of ordinary pneumonia. Still, she diplomatically asked a male colleague to consult. He checked the patient, grew agitated, and told Blackwell it was a most extraordinary case, that he'd never seen anything like it. It took her a minute to realize the man meant not the pneumonia, but herself, a lady physician.
She clearly had a spine of steel.
That's Dr. Judy Tung, chair of medicine at New York Presbyterian Lower Manhattan Hospital.
And had a sense of purpose that allowed her to persevere and to, you know, let that slide off her back. She must have been extraordinarily determined.
Blackwell's run-in with her colleague happened in 1852. 5 years later, she bought a brick row house at Bleecker and Crosby Streets in a formerly fancy neighborhood, then filling up with the immigrant poor. The New York Infirmary for Women and Children was the first hospital in America run by and for women. And it was free. A Greenwich Village organization will soon bestow on Blackwell Historic Preservation's Great Prize, a bronze plaque. It will mark her former hospital, which today is a small apartment building with an old school bar on the ground floor. Andrew Berman, the executive director of the Greenwich Village Society for Historic Preservation, explains why it's fitting to honor her now.
This just sort of felt right. There's so much conversation right now about the role of women in society around self-determination, healthcare, things of that nature. So Elizabeth Blackwell just sort of really kind of spoke to us as an incredibly relevant figure.
The unveiling of her plaque, with party to follow, is scheduled for May 14th. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.